Are you there?
Sorry, I keep accidentally muting my mic, which is just an additional complication. Can you hear me now?
Yes. We can hear you. You're not making this very easy on us.
No, I'm honestly not. Although I should mute the mic as I eat trail mix.
Oh, well, you know, it would be just lovely if we could hear none of your audio, but except for the crunching.
Crunch,
mm-hmm.
crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. All right, so
Indiana, huh?
Indiana was kind of like you were saying about Illinois. Maybe it's a Midwest thing, since I guess those are probably both considered Midwest. But there were so...
I like to call them flyover states, personally.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, really.
So many ghost stories and urban legends in Indiana that I, like, went through all kinds of sites of, like, the top, you know, like, I usually try to search for, like, the most popular. I reference, like, lists. Like, there's a lot of sites that have, like, the most popular from each state, or like I've just searched for like the most popular in Indiana. And like, I went through multiple sites and never found the same thing twice. Like there's just so many urban legends and ghost stories.
Really?
So yeah.
I would never have guessed that for Indiana.
I saw something that said that Indiana may be the state with more haunting and urban legends than any other state. So
why have we not been?
I don't know, but it's possible that we could do several episodes on Indiana.
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
I just went with the first urban legend that I found more than one mention of as being the most popular.
Works for me.
That's
my strategy anyway.
So, yeah, literally the first one that popped up twice, I was like, I was getting frustrated because I was like, there's so many. I don't know which way to go. Like there's too many directions in the options here.
It took her a while to find the one that she wanted to do.
That's true. Yeah.
Love it.
And then, you know, the listeners don't know this, but I actually put off this research to the last minute because right now I'm working virtually, which is something that I never thought that I would say as a teacher, but I look at the computer all day, which is not something that I'm used to doing. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, when I'm done working on the computer, I don't really want to look at the computer anymore. So I kept putting it off. And then mm-hmm. before I knew it, there were no more weekends left to research. So I was doing a lot of late night research this week.
It was one of those things where I text the girls the other day and I'm like, hey, are we still good for Saturday? Like Kevin will be home at this time and I can kind of squirrel myself away. And Tammy was like, I guess I should research. Yes, would you please, if you don't mind.
That would be great.
I mean, I hear that's okay, helpful.
Bye.
So anyway, we're almost through with, you know, all of the working on, I'll do my summer training and everything. And then maybe I'll just do a lot of research this summer in case
do
we
it,
have to continue
do
doing the virtual school in the fall.
Yeah, do it.
But anyway, like I said, it was hard to find the same thing mentioned twice. So the one that I did find mentioned more than once is actually not that old in the grand scheme of things. It is only reported as far back as 1982, from what I could tell.
Seriously?
Yeah. So it's not like, I mean, it's several years old at this point, but not really like, you know, like we're used to seeing things like, oh, this was in the 1800s or whatever. So, and the research for this one was kind of cool because in addition to all the usual sources, there are Indiana folklore archives kept by Indiana State University. So I actually got to read through, which is what I was up late doing a lot of the time this week. I got to read through a lot of different local accounts of this particular one. So it was really kind of fun because...
Oh, that's awesome.
You're going to hear cool. a lot of different versions of the same urban legend because that's, I mean, let's be real. That's how urban legends kind of work. There's like some pretty main stories, like large stories. And then there's like, just like, oh, I heard this or I heard this. Like, it's just, I thought it was kind of cool because, you know, like that's kind of the whole point of urban legend.
Yep. So, agreed.
So if I don't try to skip pages of my notes, we can go ahead and start.
Oh,
I don't know. It depends on how many pages there are. Like you could just do every other one. I used to do that reading Fiona books at night because I wanted to be finished sooner.
Right. Yeah. Then they learn how to read and you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. It was very unfortunate for us.
Okay. So located about halfway between Brazil and Terre Haute, I think is how you say it, on US 40 and about half a mile south of Cloverland in Indiana lies a cemetery at the top of a hill known as the 100 Steps Cemetery. So that is approximate location because there was some debate about where, like, what the actual address of the cemetery was. So lots of sources said that the actual address was in Brazil, Indiana, but then there were others that indicated that it was in Cloverland. And then I actually saw some other, like, people would say, oh yeah, that's that cemetery in somewhere. So I think it's kind of like one of those things that's like in the, like, on the border of a lot of different cities, mm-hmm. and maybe, okay. like overlaps a little bit. But it's funny because even like something as concrete as an address was debated about.
Yeah, that's strange.
Like, you would think that, oh, anyways.
So the cemetery is also known as the Carpenter Cemetery or the Cloverland Cemetery, and it is a magnet for folklore enthusiasts, ghost hunters, history buffs, and so forth. It's said to have, so even though the urban legend is not that old, the cemetery itself is said to have been established around the time of the Civil War, so in the 1860s, and it is still an active cemetery today, so it must be pretty big.
Yeah.
The scene was described to have lush but maybe patchy vegetation in the warmer months, but in the cooler months, the ground can be expected to be brown, with leaves having fallen from trees, and at times there may be large amounts of snow. So, I mean, I guess that's pretty typical in a state that has more than one season.
Oh, what's that like? Tell me more.
Right. But I thought, you know, like, it kind of gives you a visual. The headstones, of which there are at least 323, I said at least. I saw that more than once. I don't know exactly how many there are, because 323 is kind of a weird number to just settle on.
Yeah, a very, very specific number, isn't it?
That is an odd number, and for a cemetery to be around that long.
Yeah. Huh. So the headstones are old and crooked, sometimes crumbling and collapsing, and occasionally unreadable, which, you know, we've been and visited some older cemeteries, which that makes sense. That happens.
Yeah. They just kind of fall into disrepair.
Right. In more recent years, you can apparently often find graffiti marking many trees and graves, and locals also report that the cemetery draws many devil worshippers and that proven and known rituals have been held there.
Oh, pleasant. You and your rituals.
I know.
Yeah, you love devil worship, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's me. It's all me.
Evil spirits and devil worshiping.
Well, you know.
Well, just hold on. Okay. Apparently, people used to hang dummies from trees for some reason, which is believed to possibly be related to these rituals. I'm like, that's lovely.
At least they're dummies.
Well, right. I mean, I did read the occasional, like, you can kind of similar to state that I now I'm trying to remember which one it was. Oh, it was Delaware, the not Mr. Chu, but the mansion. Yep. Where yeah. there was a, yeah, it was the like, it wasn't a tree. Hanging, it was just somebody stuck in the tree, right?
Yep.
So this one, like, there were some that said that, you know, like, that you could see the people, like, I don't know. There was all kinds of mentions of random things, but apparently hanging dummies was a pretty normal thing for people to do for a while. And by normal, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Regular. Whatever normal.
Whatever you say.
Regular, not normal.
There you go.
The name, 100 Steps, comes from a half-buried old staircase that is said to have 100 cracked and decaying steps that begin at the road and that you must climb in order to reach the summit of the cemetery.
Ew.
Yeah, there are new steps that have been installed now, but the old steps remain and are what the urban legend here is all about.
It sounds like a Nancy Drew novel, honestly.
Sounds like I don't want to visit.
Just hang on. So, like I said, there's more than one belief about the legend of these 100 steps. They pretty much all involve the well-known belief that you must count the steps as you use them. There is no way around this.
Good for those of us with OCD.
Oh, yeah. So one story told is pretty harmless and simple. It is said that if you ascend the steps at midnight under a moonless sky when you can't even see your hand held out in front of you.
Nope.
Yeah, already kind of creepy. But so you count the steps as you go. You should count a total of 100 steps by the time you reach the top. You have to keep in mind that the steps are old and decrepit, which makes them not so easy to climb. So this is, you know, even though this is the most harmless version, it's still a little dangerous to be doing when you can't even see your hand in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Also, why are you in the cemetery at midnight?
Well, listen, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, when you count as you make your way back down, however, you will count a different number of steps than the 100 you just climbed. Many sources suggested that it would be 99, so it would only be one different. It is said that the mismatch is caused by a supernatural sleight of hand, although some skeptics just say that it could be because you're counting in the middle of the night.
Right.
But
yeah. I mean, how much wine have you had before you decide to go to the cemetery at midnight and count stairs?
Well, some of those local...
A lot.
Local accounts that I read about quite a bit of alcohol and some none at all.
Respect.
So, yeah, basically it's supposed to just be like this. To some people, that's all the urban legend is. Like, oh, yeah, you go and you climb up the 100 steps and like miraculously when you climb back down, there's not the same amount of steps. So it's just kind of like one of those fun things.
Yeah.
But that's about where the harmlessness ends there. And oh. I'm on page 2 of 8. So you guys hang on.
Oh, dear. All right.
No.
So another version of the legend suggests that there's a lot more at stake. In this version, you still must count the steps as you make your way to the top, and you should still count 100 when you get there. But according to local lore, when you arrive at the summit, you should turn around and look back down the hill that you just climbed, and the apparition of the cemetery's first caretaker will appear.
Hmm. Okay.
So not only will he show up, he will, without saying a word, reveal to you the way that you will die in a spectral vision.
I'm oh, goodness. Sorry. No, thank you.
Who wants that? Who is interested in that?
Apparently, a lot of people.
No.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Myself not included.
Good to know.
When your fortune telling is done, you are to descend the steps, counting again as you go, but this time, whether or not the numbers match tells the validity of the spectral ending that was shown to you. It's told both ways, so some say that if the number is the same on the way up and the way down, the vision was wrong. But if there was a mismatch in your counting, so if you count 100 up and 99 down, you will die in the manner that was revealed to you by the caretaker.
I'm sorry. Why would the caretaker go to all the trouble to show you a vision if it is not correct? Does that not seem like an exercise in futility on his part?
Well, there were some stories about this caretaker. Also, there was like some little side stories that I found. Like, it was just one of those things where it's like some people had heard, oh, yeah, this caretaker was an alcoholic and he lost his job because he kept coming to work drunk every night, which I'm not sure who was monitoring him in the middle of the night in the cemetery, but
he just
was very angry and decided to like hang around and haunt the cemetery. And so I guess maybe that could explain why he would be mischievously trying to reveal to you the wrong death and freak you out. I don't know. There's all kinds of hearsay when it comes to these things.
That is genuinely exhausting, but go on.
So there's even a saying about this particular belief is 100 steps is the count, in darkness you shall find. Beware the path from whence you came when your steps count 99. So if you miss that, again, if you mismatch, then you will die in the manner that was revealed. Some tell that it is the other way around, with the matching numbers meaning that you will die as shown, and a mismatch meaning that the version was wrong. So again, a lot of people can't agree on what exactly is happening.
How will you ever know?
Maybe just go during the day, you know? Maybe just count them when you can see them.
You know, personally, I'm good with not going at all.
This one is not on my list of places to visit, because first of all, I'm just not really in the habit of visiting cemeteries just for fun. And also, it just seems like there's not really a lot of good that comes from this particular visit. So the next version, though, is the same as the last, except for in this version, the apparition of the death-predicting caretaker can be seen in a field of stones that sits at the summit once you have reached the top, instead of you looking back down to see him. There is a version of the story that tells of the cemetery being haunted by a ghost, not sure if it's supposed to be the caretaker or not. But in this version, he will just go ahead and kill you if you count the same number of steps going down.
Oh, God. Right. Jeez.
It escalates.
Aggressive much. So, it did escalate. Well said.
In case you're thinking that there might be a nice, easy solution of just walking around the steps here, if you leave the path or avoid them in the first place, it is said that, well, if at any time during the process you leave the path or try to walk in the grass around the steps instead of actually using them, a devilish hand will force you to the ground and leave a deep red handprint on you for several days. Some people reported the handprint being on your back, and some people reported it being on your chest. Mm-hmm. People have reported feeling a massive hand shove them forcefully to the ground, and many believe that it is the hand of the devil himself.
I almost feel like I would go for the hand shoving me to the ground rather than see the manner in which I'm going to die.
Right. Well, again, I'm just not going to visit the place at all.
Also that, yes, correct.
Semantics.
I guess it kind of, you know, like doesn't work that way if you have somebody buried there that you need to visit, but
you know, I'm wrong. Just a great point. That, like, what yeah. if that, like, that cemetery is someone's lore land, you know, right. like their whole family's there.
Yeah.
Sorry. That is unfortunate, true. And I'm sorry.
So some say that if you count 100 steps going up, you will see a ghost run across the cemetery. One personal account stated that when they reached the top, they saw something that looked like a shooting star go across the cemetery. They were the only one that saw it. Like, they were with a group of people. They were the only one that saw it. I guess they had counted 100 steps, but you know, people miscount all the time. So again, keep in mind that these stairs are old and half buried, so it would be easy to miss one or not
count. Yeah, like you just step over it or something.
Right. But she counted 100, saw this like spectral vision go across the cemetery. She was the only one who actually saw it, but then later it was caught on video. So that was kind of creepy. Another story says that if you count 99 steps going up, a door to hell will open. No, thank you.
Oh, no, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Also related to this, some say that if you count 99 going up and 100 coming back down, you will fall through the door to hell.
I was just about to say, like, you just fall into hell. Like, okay. Well,
and this one also gets told the other way around, where 100 steps up opens the door and 99 down, with the last step down being the step into hell. So you go to step on the last step and you just drop into hell. It's fun, right?
I'm not interested in that.
See?
There's other things we could do with our time, I feel.
Some even say that when you count up and then back down, if you turn around and look back up the steps, you will see the devil. But even worse, some say that he will be waiting for you when you get to the bottom.
No.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
No.
One woman even said that she heard, when you open this door to hell, witches will come out from behind the trees. Another suggested that there are some old spooky trees at the top of the cemetery, and if you go past them at night, you'll never return. So people tell stories about having been there and people walk past these trees and never come back.
Oh.
Right?
Are these good witches or bad witches?
I mean,
they sound bad.
Yeah, fair.
Even though the earliest like recording of this urban legend was in the 80s, I think that there's probably a lot of older stories that got piled onto, because there's a lot of reference to like the devil or to witches. And so, you know, like those are really old fears that people have had for forever. And I think it probably was just like, you know, one of those things that just got retold so many times that it changed.
No, I think that's a good point.
There is a story that Satan is actually buried in the 100 step cemetery. And that if you go
for Satan to be buried in Indiana,
I mean, I didn't really know Satan was buried, but whatever.
Also that, yeah,
I thought he was in Georgia.
Oh my God.
So if you go up the steps and back down, you will see a black iron fence with a tombstone in it. And that is supposedly his burial site. So
is there a name on that burial site?
Doesn't say, just a black iron fence.
Oh, all right.
Right.
Casual.
Through doing these episodes, I have discovered that iron fences are no good.
You know,
like iron gates, iron fences. I feel like all of them, not really great.
Fair. So there's a version where it's believed that you can make a death wish on someone by saying their name at the bottom of the steps and then counting to 100 on the way to the top.
That's
the door, right? The door to hell in this version is still opened at the top, and then you are supposed to count backwards going back down, and when you reach the bottom step and have counted back to one, the person will be dead.
Oh dear.
Oh.
Right? In fact, the account that I read of this one, like the person was like, I've been tempted a few times, and I'm like, okay, all right.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I've been tempted a few times? Who is your friend? Don't hang out with them.
Not my
anymore.
Friend, just the person who I read was telling the story. Some say that you will count 100 on the way up and 99 on the way down, but if you keep going, which I don't know why you would want to go up and down the steps this many times, but if you keep going, you will count less and less every time on the way down.
Oh.
Right. Weird. Some say that when you count 100 on the way up, you better count 100 on the way down, or you will die in the number of years that you were short of 100. So, like, if you count 96 on the way down, you have 4 years left to live.
Oh, not like you have 96 years to live.
Okay. No. The number of years that you're short of 100.
Well, I guess if you're counting on the way down, you would just want to go, like, 1, 2.
Double count. Does it give you bonus years if you count over 100?
Right. Oh, good point. Good question.
There are also some who say every time you climb the steps and try to see if the steps match going up and down, you lose 7 years off of your life. So again.
Well, stop playing in the graveyard.
Correct.
Pick up baseball or knitting. I don't know.
Right. There's a story of a girl who didn't count 100 steps and died on the way home. Which I don't know if that was like an actual story, if just one of those things that like teenagers tell each other, like, oh, did you hear about so-and-so who went and,
you know,
she never got home.
That absolutely sounds like a teenager story.
It does.
I hope it's a teenager story.
Amanda's like, I'm scared.
I know.
There is apparently a tombstone in the back of the cemetery with just the name Mary on it. There is apparently no wind over Mary's grave. And if you light a match anywhere else in the cemetery, it will blow out. But if you light it over her grave, it will stay lit. It is said that Mary was a witch. And if you touch her tombstone and then try to go back down the steps, she will come after you.
Ah.
Right. One man's personal story involved going to the cemetery at night with friends. One friend went up the steps and was gone for about 10 minutes, so the rest of the group went looking for him. When they found him, he was in the back of the cemetery staring straight up, but then turned and very seriously said, "We have to go." So this made me wonder, this person who was telling the story didn't reference Mary's grave, but it made me wonder because it was like so similar to where it said the grave was located in the cemetery.
Maybe he saw the Blair Witch.
I guess he just turned around and said, "Really seriously, he said we have to go. The group left and did other things until the friend that had gone up the steps on his own texted everyone saying, "I have to go back." So they had gone on about their evening, and then this guy who had gone up and was on his own up at the top said, told everybody he had to go back. They ended up taking him back to the cemetery, and he went up the steps alone again.
Why?
Right.
Dummy.
Correct. Well, it did say, the guy that was telling the story did say he went up there alone again because nobody else wanted to go up there with him. But I'm like,
oh, yeah, okay. But still, like, be a good friend. Buddy right. system.
Right. So he was apparently gone for about 15 minutes this time, and then his friends heard a yell. So they went up to check on him after he started yelling and found him on the ground looking like he was having a seizure with black smoke dissipating off his body.
Oh.
The smoke hovered over him for 3 to 4 minutes and then just disappeared. And when it did, he got up and acted like everything was perfectly fine and nothing had happened.
Ew.
Either the creepiest thing in the world or the best prank ever.
Right? Yeah. Correct. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. That was just one of the personal stories. Some people have said that if you count the dreaded 99 steps on the way down, you will have a curse put on you. And others say that if you only count 99 steps, evil spirits will come out of the ground and kill you. So there's your evil spirits.
Naturally.
The strangest and possibly spookiest part of this legend is that apparently if you visit the cemetery at any other time of the day except for midnight, you will find that there are only 60 or so steps.
What?
No!
I found that about halfway through my research, but I was like, I'm going to wait till the end of all the step stories to tell them that, because I was just like, wow.
No.
Yeah, they said, like, people will say, like, I don't believe it because I've been to that cemetery and there's only so many steps, but then other people say, well, they've been at midnight and there's more steps. Yeah, the only possible explanation for, like, the numbers not matching from the story and, like, the only possible logical explanation that's not supernatural is that some people said that when the road that the steps lead up from would maybe, like, have been paved over some of the bottom steps, so maybe there used to be 100, but now there's only, like, 60 or so left. But yeah, I only saw that suggested a couple of times, so I don't know if that's even true, like, depending on when the road was put in. I don't know. But I just thought it was interesting that there's not actually even 100 steps in the 100-step cemetery, unless you go at midnight.
That's so weird.
So, that, like you suggested.
I like that one bit.
I know, right?
One bit.
But like you suggested, it seems to be safe to visit during the daytime. Locals will, though, advise you not to visit after dark, especially not at midnight, unless that you are sure that you want to complete the challenge of making it up and down the steps. Because once you have started, and it has, like, going back to the caretaker, because that was, like, the most popular version, once you have started and it has been revealed to you the time and manner in which you will die, it is believed that there may not be anything that you can do to change your fate. So you, and like you guys said, it's, you can be real, you probably don't want to know.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, no, thank you.
So, of course, because it's a cemetery, there's a couple of non-step related stories. And then we'll be done here, but some say
you sound so defeated.
I'm just like, how many more stories can I get through before we lose the recording again?
I know it's awful.
Some say that there is an old man that guards the cemetery, and if you go there, he will come after you with a shotgun. Some people though report that it's a machete instead of a shotgun, so either
way.
I like
that you said that with an accent.
Hello.
A machete.
Yeah, I mean, my dad, Mr. East Texas, is always like, go get the machete, we gotta cut some brush.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know why I said always, like, we spend all our time in the country. Like, we literally don't even have our farm anymore.
I was really just wondering how often Jody's actually said that to you.
I mean, I think maybe in our childhood, twice. And he probably didn't mean for me to get it. So if we could just keep going.
Either way, like, I couldn't tell in some of the versions of this story if the old man was supposed to be, a like, living or, like, a ghosty guy, but...
Ghosty guy.
Yes. I want that on a t-shirt.
Either way, like, you don't make it to the steps if you just kind of get there and he spots you first and chases you away.
Okay, fair.
But also, there's a legend of a 7-foot witch that lives next to the cemetery and doesn't want anyone there, so she will chase you away if you try to go.
I will definitely
It's a tall woman. Yeah, tall woman. Okay, so another legend says that ghoulies, specifically it said ghoulies, go out to the graveyard and dig up a new grave every night to get the jewelry that people were wearing when they were buried.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Rude. I only saw this one mentioned once, but I actually did watch a video. It was really, it was kind of funny because Amanda was in the room with me at this point when I was watching this video.
Oh, that's what that was.
I started to play it just to see what it was, but if it had been like any audio talking about like the legend, I was going to turn it off so she wouldn't hear it ahead of time, but it was just music. But the, like what was shown in the video was a bunch of video footage that people had captured in the cemetery. So there were videos with all kinds of like orbs, which, you know, we've been on enough ghost tours to know that orbs are supposed to mean something. There was tons of pictures mm-hmm. and video with orbs. There was some with weird red light emanations, like looked like a heat print of like bodies being around. Mm-hmm. There were weird shadows in some of them. So likely, whether the ghoulies are actually coming to steal the jewelry or not, there likely is more going on in the cemetery than just the weird steps. And nice. Some people say that when you visit the cemetery at night, you get, and I quote, attacked by the spirits.
Ah.
Right.
Not into that.
There's one actual like reported story like that of a body snatcher.
Body snatcher. Good. Yeah. Casual.
So in 1892, so this is an older story, and anyone who's listening that's not familiar, body snatching was illegal, but not all that uncommon in the 19th century. Before cadavers were donated to medical schools for the sake of science and teaching, people would like go to cemeteries and look for recently deceased people that had been buried, exhume the bodies, and sell them to medical establishments so that students could work on an actual practice body.
That is exactly correct.
But anyway, on November 20th in 1892, I'm just going to go ahead and read the short story that was reported, and it was in the Indianapolis Journal. It says, the citizens of Posey Township of this county are greatly stirred up over a ghastly discovery made at the Carpenter Cemetery, 1/2 mile south of Cloverdale, yesterday afternoon. About 2 years ago, George West, a wealthy farmer of that place, buried his daughter, Miss Emma, which 2 years seems like a long time for...
It is a long time.
Yeah, I don't feel like that would really be the best cadaver. But anyway, right. she died of an ordinary disease and nothing to cause any fear of her grave being... This is really weird, but it's an old story. So nothing to cause any fear of her grave being molested was apprehended. Recently, Mr. West bought a lot in the cemetery and yesterday engaged assistants to help him remove his daughter's remains to the new grounds. When the coffin was reached, all present were startled to find it upside down in the grave and the corpse missing. So I think maybe it had been stolen. Like
she had been snatched way before, yeah.
Right, but they just found out 2 years later.
That makes more sense.
So that doesn't have a lot to do with the legend of the cemetery, but it was a real story. And I thought that maybe Miss Emma might feel the need to contribute to the haunting of the cemetery. She might be one of the spirits that attack you when you get there.
God, I would
blame her.
I'd be pissed.
Exactly. Okay.
Like, just let me sleep.
Just a couple more. One of the, like you were saying earlier, you know, how much are you drinking in this, situation? There's a story that one of the local, like one of the submissions that the college had kept track of, was talking about a group of college kids that went to the cemetery to drink one night, which I don't know what in the world would possess somebody to just decide to go drink in a cemetery. It sounds like something out of an old movie, but
it does. It sounds like every high school movie ever made,
right?
Where kids sneak out and the only place they can think to go drink is a cemetery for some reason.
Yeah, but like,
I
why?
Don't know about you guys, but I don't know. Not my experience in high school.
No.
Well, it wasn't my experience in high school either, but, you know, I also didn't live in a movie, so whatever.
True. Okay, so these college kids were hanging out and everything was fine until one of the girls got suddenly extremely paranoid that her father was going to find out that she was there and show up and catch her. And these are college kids, so I'm guessing maybe it was like a local situation. Like maybe she didn't go far away to school. Apparently, she became hysterical and started running back to the college campus, which was 10 miles away.
Oh, it's a long run.
Right. So the group ran after her and ended up tackling her and holding her until she was able to calm down. And then they all headed back to the school together. The story didn't have any specific sightings or anything like that. But the guy who was telling it says that since that night, he has studied folklore. Like, I guess that's kind of what he was at school for. And he often wonders if there was something other than just like the sudden possibility of being caught that caused her, because her behavior changed so abruptly.
So right, like she became super anxious out of nowhere kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. And then one more personal account of an experience with story, which is kind of creepy and a good way to end. One person told of their experience with 100 Steps Cemetery and said that they went there at night They went by there at night with a friend and parked for just a little while. So they didn't get out of the car.
I bet they did.
Yeah, exactly. I know, that's what I'm thinking too. It sounded like they didn't get out of the car, but just sat there for a while until they heard scratching noises coming from the back of the car. So obviously
they like that.
Right. Obviously they got scared and drove off. But this person apparently lived off of a dirt road, which in case you've never driven down a dirt road before, your car gets covered with dust when you do.
Yes, correct.
When they arrived home after driving away from the cemetery, they found squiggly finger marks on the back of their car that were showing through the dust that had settled from the road as though someone had been scratching the car.
No. Okay, so in all of these stories that we're doing, like, you know, give me a good ghost story anytime and I can kind of listen with a sense of distance and like not feel afraid.
Right.
Are we all still there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But I have never enjoyed the urban legends, like even when I was a kid and you would tell these stories at sleepovers of like, it's something about the exterior of the car, like the blood dripping on the car,
yeah,
the tapping, the scratching, like no thank you.
Yeah. There's something real creepy about that.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like it, and I feel like I'm watching I Know What You Did Last Summer, which right now probably wouldn't hold up to the wouldn't stand the test of time. But like back in the day, that was a legitimately freaky movie.
It was. No, agreed. It's like I remember you getting super creeped out during the Skinwalker episode.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's because
the car.
They move too fast.
Well, that too.
Oh, yeah. Tammy doesn't like things that run fast. I remember that.
Ew, okay. So, moral of this story, we're good with going to Chicago, but I'm not going to this cemetery.
No. Yeah, I'm not, I mean, it hasn't ruled the whole state out for me, but there's a lot more urban legends to read about in Indiana, so.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we'll probably circle back to this one.
Right.
I want to be fully educated before we plan any trips here.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Definitely going to skip the cemetery. And we made it in under an hour, y'all.
Thanks for listening to Salt Over Your Shoulder,
a Redwater production.
We appreciate your support. Your download allowed our crazy idea to gain steam and make it into your podcast directories. We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to continue your support, you can engage with us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at SaltThePod, or follow us on Facebook at SaltOverYourShoulder. You can also email us at saltoveryourshoulder@gmail.com.
Special thanks to the one and only Andrew York for our awesome graphic.
If you'd like to continue your support, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. This helps other people find us as well. You can also become one of our patrons at patreon.com.